lives, all of our lives, we've been waiting for someone to quarterback Rutgers whose name is Gary Nofa. And at long last, somebody has done that. His name, appropriately enough, is Gary Nofa. This is Rutgers versus Virginia Tech for the Russell Athletic Bowl, which, please explain to me which bowl was originally the Tangerine Bowl.
Okay, I actually wrote this down. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, this is the Russell Athletic Bowl, which last year was the Champs Sports Bowl, which is played in the Citrus Bowl, but is not the Citrus Bowl, because the Capital One Bowl is the Citrus Bowl, and before that it was the Tangerine Bowl, although the Russell Athletic Bowl was also the Tangerine Bowl three times.
Okay, that's...
And they're both held... Oh, and the Capital One Bowl is also held in the Citrus Bowl.
The best way to put that, by the way, is this, that... This is basically like the Insight Fiesta relationship, where there's a bowl and then there's...
Yes,
like
this is the sad little takeout window of the Capital One Bowl.
It's their little mini me sidekick. It's their tiny avatar.
If you want to think of it in a positive light, this is the greater of the two bowls, sponsored by aggressively nondescript athletic apparel. This is the big brother to the Gildan New Mexico Bowl.
Yes, that's an excellent way to put it. The teams in question, by the way, not if I were to pick two teams that I really did not want to watch, and especially did not want to watch play the other, it might be Virginia Tech and Rutgers.
No, this is a perfect storm of one of our favorite games, just in terms of things like social media presence, being bludgeoned to death with maybe quite literally the last two teams we want to watch play football.
That said, I will say this, like, at least there's the, I have no idea what's going to happen. Most people look at this slate of games today and think, oh, man, those are just terrible matchups. There's one advantage to that. You literally have no idea which parts are going to break. It's like two very undependable cars in a drag race. Maybe the wheels will fall off. Maybe the windshield will blow out. Maybe the engine explodes. Maybe all of that happens all at once, because I don't really know which weak point is going to crack on which team first. Rutgers, by the way, on paper, at least appears to be the better team, because Virginia Tech was so abysmal this year and so far off their normal level of competence, no?
And I don't know if that – we never figured out what this is a record, but my colleague Stuart Mandel pointed out a couple weeks ago, guess how many interceptions Logan Thomas and Gary Nofa have combined for this season?
32.
29.
Damn it!
If that's not a record, I would like to see the record.
Rudy
Carpenter. That has to be a record, right?
Rudy Carpenter. I would just, maybe I'm just thinking of sacks, but still.
Oh, my ribs hurt for like no reason.
Yeah, that would be, because we're talking, it's amazing why we would be talking about that. Poor Rudy Carpenter.
Rudy Carpenter.
He asked what was good in Gainesville on Twitter. He's like, hey, yo, what's good in Gainesville, Florida? I felt like saying not getting assaulted, probably. Yeah. Not that you feel pain anymore, Rudy Carpenter. Also, watching Logan Thomas play quarterback, it's still a painful process. So if you're into morbid encounters, this is a good place to start. On the call, though, something which could make the game worth watching, Joe T in the booth. Joe Tessitore, Matt Millen. Matt Millen scoping out grannies.
Matt Millen, noted albatross.
Noted albatross, Matt Millen, paired with Joe Tessitore, presumably like a restrictor plate to keep him on the earth and to keep games manageably credible.
So Holy shit, that's why they put Millen with Tessitore this year, to keep their games from running over schedule. I just figured this out.
To keep them from running over schedule, and also... These are all written. They're all faked, right? And Joe Tessitore's were the most sensational scripts. Millen's touch of realism and boredom brings it down to what you might consider believable. This is also, by the way, at 5:30, which is always the best time to watch a bowl game. You know, when you're making dinner, taking care of the kids.
Every year there's one game where you think, this is like coming upon a perfectly preserved dead bird on the sidewalk. And this is that game.
It's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.